Say that again. It's like a winter day today. What? Wake up in the morning and it's like
almost dark.
85 degrees. It's winter. Yesterday was 107.
Real feel.
Feel. Oh, supposed to be hot there? Oh, yeah, well, God, I'm all excited.
103 wheel film?
Oh, that's what's supposed to be today?
Good morning. Where we go?
Okay.
What time is the van leaving down south?
Everything's totally
going
to the boat.
The boat is too hot. It's too hot on the boat. You can only go on the boat at night this one. Let's go on.
Anyway.
We can do that.
You could eat there, but you can't go there. We are up to Chafalf Amud Beis on the bottom. Sorry.
It's okay.
In the right place. Chafalf Amud Beis on the bottom. Four lines on the bottom. Amar Rabbi Yosef. Today's share sponsor, Fush Lema. Oh, I don't know the name. Somebody just told me. One second. I forgot who now. Oh. My friend's having a triple bypass. Young guy. Yosef Yechiel ben Esther Chana. And Yosef ben Rochel, Yitzchak ben Shlam, Yisrael ben Fum, Shalom Shlema, Mesha Sasha Bas Masha, Dov ben Merim Peril, and Shibishan Amino, Sar Simot Bas Melo, Zer Shkiyama. Got six stents put in. Young guy, younger than me.
Whatever
happened to Fagima? Just had a 6 stent put in, and they said it's not a gay. He needs the triple bypass.
Okay. How was he?
44.
Hooked or he went in?
No. He's home now. He's waiting for the surgery. He wasn't feeling well. Oh. He's already, he's used to this. You know what I'm saying? He knows already. It's interesting.
How do we avoid this?
I guess once you have a triple bypass, you're better off as a guy like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because it's totally changed.
It's so open, you could just eat what you want.
It's true about
your father had a triple bypass.
Mm-hmm.
He did, and
so open.
You wouldn't know. You wouldn't know.
Fresh.
Take it from the nose.
I'm Rabbi Yosef. My dear Afuna. Oh, he's there. Walks in. Waddles right in. I'm Rabbi Yosef, my dear Afuna. B'mikri, I've been waiting for 10 minutes. No, you did not see me come. I saw your lights would even go on in the bathroom upstairs.
There's only one car that drives down the block at 100 miles an hour.
You know, I always drive nice. In the morning, nobody's looking. I can do what I got to do.
Until you kill somebody.
Chas v'shalom. There's nobody around that hour.
You can say Chas v'shalom, but then
oh,
don't drive
like that. Oh, he's really mad. Okay, I'm Rabbi Yosef.
I think you should
make
a protest. I think you should get those.
This
pumps.
Is called a protest.
This is Andy Alcalicio.
I think you should. No, he means protest. He means protest as lay in the street.
I'm Rabbi Yosef. I'm not just Niske Shechina. I'm Niske the whole neighborhood. I'm Rabbi Yosef.
Dangerous.
Dangerous. How many times you go out of your block on the phone? You have no idea what's going on? What mean dangerous? Look in the mirror.
Look in the mirror.
This is called deflection.
Reflection. I'm Rabbi Yosef.
The phone doesn't work.
Speak about yourself, okay?
He finished up.
What's going on? He said, no, Rand woke him up. He stands by the window with the phone. Doing that status.
Is he neighbor?
Yeah. Had the same car. His is not Rand's car. He couldn't pay to finish it. I'm Rabbi Yosef. My dear, I want to make a dardiki. Lay matzah ma'akev.
Flat.
So when it comes to kids,
he's got lights.
When it comes to kids, you cannot be ma'akev him. A Rebbe, you cannot stop him. Why? Make a dardiki. Lay matzah ma'akev. The Amar Mar skipped the parentheses. Can I say from Tavu Chachma? When it comes to when it comes to
he's ready now.
When it comes to we did?
Yep.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. I'm gonna have one upbraid every show up. Shitali Bar Mosa Bar Mosa. Just relax, just take it easy. Bar Mazar Bar Mazar, a guy from the neighborhood to a guy from the neighborhood, Achriti Matzim Akav, to come in here. Vishach Kaga, if he pays tax, the Hakalim Matzim Akav. You came in Makav, he's part of the neighborhood. Bar Mavar, the Avshei, Le Matzim Akav. Then you cannot be Ma'akav, means it comes from another Mavi. What about Bar Avuna Beda Vishua, Bar Mavoya, Bar Mavar Achrina, my Teiku? So the question is, if you give Ma'akav.
Two people that pay the same
tax,
city tax,
are considered as,
so they can each open the same business.
Yeah, we're part of the same city. No, you can't be Ma'akav me to open a business.
Right, they can open the same business.
Yeah, you can't shut me down,
right?
What's wrong?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out where you apply the rules of Hasagas Gevul and where not.
Hasagas Gevul is the typical Hasagas Gevul is where a guy puts out his nets to fishing.
Right. So
and the guy takes the bait. No. You put out your nets and he takes your fish.
Yeah.
From within your net?
Yeah.
That's Geneva.
Right.
Well, not in your net, from your area.
On your way in. If you have Misaskim and someone else opens Misaskim,
does he also go fast?
Something I missed?
Chavivim, I'm talking about. Chavivim, Chavivim.
This Mendy gets me in the neck, I say it's college. It's his college. You notice this
thing? You guys, I tell you. You guys need a full revamping of everything. You know, you guys missed the boat on the whole line.
I think we got it. By the way, we didn't miss the boat at all. I think we got it right there. Not only that, we were waiting for
Mendy or Dana?
No, yesterday
it
was Mendy.
Dana wasn't there yesterday. Today, Dana said he's diving it today. I should let the guy know. Anyway. He called me over last night. I didn't get a chance to go to him. I imagine that's what he wanted. I'm going to raise my dad phone up. Make your dad get lay my akav. So when it comes to a Mickey Dardiki. By the way, this is Niskeshchena. I'm not sure. It's not Sagas Gavul. This is a separate item here.
No,
Bar Maso.
Yeah, we're handling Niskeshchena here.
Why not?
That's not the Shiloh over here. The Shiloh over here is, are you allowed to? This guy's ruining the people over here, the neighborhood. You're not part of the neighborhood. What are you coming in over here with your store?
I'm trying to bring a riot from the store.
Right, I'm pretty sure it's not. This we're handling this kashkenim. It's a shkenim problem. They have a Shiloh. There's a Shiloh. There's a very popular Shiloh today. We have the north and the south. They're all displaced in Israel. We have 350,000 people displaced. A lot of these people have stores in the houses. So they come, they move to Yerushalayim. Now they move with their headband store. Guy in Yerushalayim said, what are you doing? You're not from here. You're from Tzvas. Why are you opening a headband? I have a headband store here ready. I'm on the bottom floor, I have a headband store. You don't live here. If you live here, okay, so you have a headband store, you're allowed to have a headband store. You're not from the area, you're here just for 2 months till the bombs stop. So it's a Shiloh. Are these people done? Are the house ruined? It's a big Shiloh over there in Israel now. A lot of those people are affecting the regular people. There's hundreds of thousands of these people. It's not regular.
It's not kind of like the Morse when the shuk is open?
No, it's not.
No,
he's
got, because the whole town is here
now. No, shuk is all means that it's a yom of the shuka, which means people are coming
market.
From. Yeah, but it's not a flea market.
The whole town is here. His whole town is.
No, his whole town is not here. He has one guy here, one guy there, one guy in a hotel. No. 300,000 people, for more, 500,000 people. Anyway, I'm Rabbi Yosef. When it comes to a kid man, a Rebbe, Leimatzi Ma'akev, Damamar, Kinesovim Tarab Chachma, Punk Vakarit, the more the merrier. So you can't come and say, what are you doing here? I already have a Rebbe over here. There's already Rebbe Poulter's here. What are you coming here? Dana, what are you doing? You want to start teaching now? And say, you can all come. Anybody who wants can come teach. If you are Moshe, you can start teaching kids. Amram Nachman.
What time, Moshe? 7 o'clock?
Amram Nachman Yitzchak. You need the pockets on the side. The pockets in the front is not going to work. A Rebbe doesn't have those kind of pants. Amram Nachman Yitzchak.
Yeah,
good.
Sorry about
that.
This is good.
Like this doesn't work.
Dana was checking with you to see if it's okay. Not he's
right.
Yeah, he's running by his pants. He's bringing his wardrobe.
He's good. Gotta get those sneakers off. Yeah, but. I'm not going to ask him. Are you ready, guys?
You have rules for a Rebbe now.
Well, there's a certain Rebbe pants that you wear. It's shiny in the back, you know. There's certain pants that you wear. I'm not going to ask him.
Are you ready? I have to have a beard.
These are peddlers. They sell perfume. Bayaris, the Matzi Ma'akev. I didn't even think of that. Matzi Ma'akev. The Amar, Ezra Tikal and Yisrael, we had some in Yavamas. She wrote, Reichel Machzim, Bayaris, the Shutachshit Matsun of Nois Yisrael. That there's a certain takana that Ezra made that a peddler's allowed to go wherever he wants. You can't come and say, hey, what are you doing in Lakewood? Why come from Bar Park to sell perfume over here? We have perfume people over here. There are plenty of good-smelling people in Lakewood. We don't need this good smellers from Bar Park. No. A good smeller is allowed to come in to sell smelling stuff because the ladies have to look pretty. Headband store, same thing. All these little stuff are very important for women. And mainly, you're allowed to come in and sell in Lakewood, even though it's not your area. There's no niskeshchenim. You can't come and say, niskeshchenim. That's only to go from place to place. It means a lot of go around Lakewood, set up shop in Laguna for a minute, to go over here, go over there. I'm like, vui, to set up like a pop-up store in Lakewood where they're set and people are going to come, that's already you can't do.
Not a pop-up.
Like, vui doesn't mean that they're moving here, they're just setting up, no.
They're setting up a retail store.
No, Rashi says, Lach sevel sabim voice ear, who bought them, call it to liknas achre, can yishu, yoshu, can yishu li'iroi. But if they're staying here for a while, you know, for, let's say, 2 weeks, I think that would be an issue.
Right. It can't be a set store.
It can't be a pop-up store. Pop-up store, you're not a reichel. A reichel means you go door to door. I don't know. You have 2 weeks. Man, 2 weeks is too long.
That would be the havam, you know.
I don't know what temporary means. I'll call it right to liquidness. A guy who came around, like tablecloth guy, came to my door. He went from door to door.
The guy you sent to my door?
No, he didn't.
I met his ex, not his ex-son-in-law, I shouldn't say his ex-class, his son-in-law, my friend Ezra Cohen, his wife was Nifta, he was married, that was his daughter. So I met him in the park. I said, oh, your father-in-law came to me to sell tablecloths. How does my father-in-law know you? I said, I have no idea. He says, I'm telling you, the man has 100 lives. He random knocks on people's doors and gets suckers like you like me to buy tablecloths, and he's very successful. He has he believes in Hashem like 100%. He said, guarantee you, knocking on the door, nothing, nobody ever gave me that. I said, I never met him in my life. I thought it was a schnorr when he came to the door. I was going to give him a check. No, he's not. He's very good. His tablecloths are very nice. Anyway, I'm sending him to Helmut today.
Much?
I'm sending him to Helmut today.
He
came to you?
He came to you.
Okay, good. I didn't send it to you.
You kicked him away?
Yeah.
Why?
It's a doctor.
What do I have tablecloths for?
What are you tablecloths for? You want to match the green. Green, green, green. Tyler Shavish, man?
He didn't have a green door.
Yellow door? Okay, anyway.
That's a problem.
You want a tablecloth to cover over the, you know, the guys who cover the car? You can make a cover for his Lexus.
That's better.
I built one. But it's over, I feel like, oh, so now, like, what if he's a rabbi? Oh, this is a big chiddush. This is a big sugya over here. I feel like fui nami. Even if he wants to set up a papa store, you have to let him. My timer, why? Even though the halacha is not like that. Rashi says, I feel like fui nami. You can't expect Tam Chacham to run around house to house. He's Tam Chacham, he's busy learning. He's going to take away from his learning. Let him set up a papa store. He has his gemara right by the table over there, right under the register. He can learn. And people come in, and he can make business. And he can kill two birds with one stone. So Tom Tocham is different.
Let him set up in the next town. Why my town?
Why not his town?
Right.
No, set up in town, you're allowed to go into the town, because it's to set up.
Right. So let him set up in his own town. Why does he have to come to my town and then I have to?
Because it's Tom Kochum. He's allowed to sit in one place and not go to door to door and let people come to him. People are going to go to him also because Tom Kochum. Because the Gemara, I saw it later on, the Rimagash says that from this whole Gemara, we'll see in the whole Gemara, he says that the Tom Kochum is supposed to pay more for Tom Kochum. He's supposed to support Tom Kochum. So if he's more expensive, you're supposed to pay more for Tam Chacham. That's the Kavod HaTorah that you're supposed to have. So if Tam Chacham has a store, You pay more. The Ruch HaMosh is not a grocery store. You go to the store, even if it's the apples are 10 cents more a pound. Hanu de Kuloi. Who?
And if you don't, then put up a Kol Kara. You must.
You're taking it to the next level. I'm saying before the Kol Kara
like
comes, you're going to listen anyway.
Hanu
de Kuloi.
I'm
telling you, I'm giving you a mall full of knowledge. From here, you can pick what you want. Hanu de Kuloi, there was the guys who made the backsets. Listen to this one. The Isa de Kuloi Lababo, they brought the baskets to Babylonia. Also, B'nai Masa, come Akvila, what are you doing? Go to your neighbor. Like Shulza, go to your neighbor. I feel like I'm in Sadaim here. Also, come to Arvina, Amaluhu, Ma'ama Asu, Vla Amazuna. No, we're not selling to your neighborhood. The Rain Tree is a good place because people come off the parkway. People come from Lakewood to go to the parkway. So it's an area where people come all over. So it's a good spot. I'm not selling. I'm not affecting your neighborhood. A Shaita lady comes. Ms. Gungan King says, I'm what's called. No. You're a Rain Tree neighborhood, Shaita Macha. I'm just setting up shop that people from all over come to me. It's a location. It's a destination wedding, you know? Destination Shaita lady.
No.
Sigmara says,
yeah, the market is not.
Amalu, also
the market is not for
your. It's not for your people, right? The Hanimili is the mercy that you can only say that. But you're in the Shuka. You can't just say you can't come into Rain Tree on a regular Monday and say I'm not affecting you. It's for people all around. Don't worry. Then everybody, of course, buys the Shaita. That doesn't work. You're in the Shuka. If it's a flea market day, I will let you in the Shuka. Like if you're in the Shuka, I'm on El Zvuni B'Shuka. I will do it. Like you can't set up shop in Rain Tree. You could, if there's a mall in the area, there's a something, right? Let's say you have the Cheder mall. The Sukkah's Fair, whatever,
yeah.
The Esrig Shooks. You can set up, you can say, you can't have a tie on
me.
Hanu, you ready? Hanu Amuroi. The Aisu Amrila from Nahar, they brought wool from a place from Nahar, a place from the river, place. Also, B'nai Masa, come out. They said, you can't, out. Also, come in there, Afghana. Amrila, Dinahu, Dem Akvilaihu. He's right. Amrila, Lay, no. The reason why I'm here, not because I really want to set up shop here. Islan Ashroi. I have people that owe me money from creditors, old money that people owe me. And meanwhile, if I'm hanging out here for the next 2 weeks to collect my money, I have to make a living. Every day I gotta make money for my family. I gotta support the family. Go, you could sell whatever you need to live. So let's say you need $10 a day. Right? How many pizzas you need to live? Pizza. One pizza, one pie. You sell one pie a day.
Now that he has the bike.
What's more? The gas. Hydrogen he puts in there. Zilu zanu shircha yisayecha and the kusa ashoy did chuv azilu well isu and then get the you know what out of here. Rav Dimi min Ardo, Isaac Groigas Basfina. Okay, you ready? This is a hot story. He brought dried figs in a boat, a lot of them obviously, and he wanted to sell them. I'm going to ask Rusa Lerava, puk chazi, go check out Itzufan Rabbanon hu. Nakal Ashuka. If he's Itzufan Rabbanon, we're going to allow him to be the exclusive guy for the date selling in this area. It means that I'll suffer a bun, it's covered. We're going to give him that respect, and we're going to say nobody else come in and sell the figs. So Amalei Rav of Adarava, he told Rav Adarava, you go, you're the checker outer. You're the you know those guys who check for credit? You're the guy. Puk Tohile Bekankane. Go check out in his wine. It's an expression. Tamid Chamim, calls Manshim Askinim, they get better. It's just like wine. They get better with age. Wine is better with age. So will Tamid Chamim. So they said, go check him out. If he's a Talmud Chacham, and he's talking a big guy, you'll see he's a good go. He's a good Baichim. So Nafak, Ozo, Boyimine, he asked him a question. Well, how do you check out Talmud Chacham? You ask him a Shaila. Ask him a good question. So Pil, it was a Shaila to Tahiris, which you see later on that the Ritva says is a tain on him that he asked in the Shiloh. Because Tahiris, people are not learning in Tahiris. And this is an offshoot Shiloh. And you can't come and just ask a guy Shiloh in Tahiris. You want to know if a guy's Talmud Chacham, you don't ask him offshoot Shiloh.
But if he knows it, then he's a real Talmud Chacham.
But ask him something that people are learning. You don't go ask some kind of Shiloh.
That's not relevant.
That's literally the best way to do it.
It's not a matter of not relevance. People are not holding in the sugya. It's not fair.
It's not
fair.
It's not a question of brachas. That doesn't tell you.
No, it's not true.
It's a hard question of brachas.
Maris, let's say, like.
Avi's not here.
Well, we have to bring this in for now. Everybody's happy here. All right? You just ruined the whole day.
Take back the question.
Strike
it from the record.
Go out and come back
in. Like a bench. Pills should probably, I had that every day at yeshiva. I came running in.
I don't know why you came back.
Go back. Gyros. What did I do wrong? You came in too fast. So since when is that a crime?
Your biggest problem was that you went out and came back in. You should never came back in.
Like what did I do wrong?
Because you came in like mixed the metal.
I came running in. I'm running in trying to make it on time because you got a smack if you came 5 minutes late. So I'm running in, so I get a smack because I ran in. How do you want me to?
You and Gary used to. You and Gary together.
It's like unbelievable. Pil Shabala.
Once again, you have to just say what's on everybody else's mind.
Pil Shabala, you have a
think like that?
Listen, pay attention. The elephant that swallowed Kfifa's mitzvahs. The Kia Derek Besari.
Oh, yeah.
This is like a glop-bite moment. So he swallowed it whole. Rashi learns, this is how Rashi learns. He swallowed the whole basket. He swallowed the whole basket whole. A full wicker basket. And he let it out whole. And the Shaila is now, does it have a din of a basket? It's still a basket. Or does it have a din of Golem? Because it came out. Which is not Makabel Tuma. Other Rishonim say no. If a basket goes in like a basket and comes out like a basket, it's not Golem. Who cares what happened, where it went through, the channels. That's not Negeya. The Shaila is an animal that swallowed straw. That was a Shaila. And now the straw came out. Does this straw have a din of Golem? Or does it not have a din of Golem?
Or Michael? What's?
Or have a din of Michael, yeah.
And what's the Nafkamina?
No, if it's Makabel Tuma.
So why is the difference between
because straw is not a kli. But something that's a kli, it doesn't change. How could it change from a kli? It doesn't become Golem. Rashi learns like that. Rashi learns like that. We'll go with Rashi. Let's stick with Rashi. So the Gemara says, Le'avi Yodei. He didn't know. It was Tahiris. That's what Ritva says. He didn't know. It wasn't in the sugya of Tahiris. So Amalei Mar, Ni Rava, are you Rava? Tavach Le'avi, Rashi says, Atahu Rava, if Yishishama Al Rava, Shugod Le'ir. The Savashu, who's that? He thought he was Rava. So Tavach Le'avi Sandali.
Did this guy know the answer to the question, or he just asked?
1 second, we'll see in a minute. So Rav Ada bar Abba, we'll see in a minute. Yeah, it says right now.
He knows the answer?
Yeah, you'll see in a second. Tofak Libes Andali. So Rav Ada bar Abba hit him with a sandal, like making fun of him, like, he chaos and Abba makal derech schoik, shen shemakal misha eni choshev. He basically, Rav Ada bar Abba hit, who was the guy who came? Rav Dimi. So he says, Amalei bein didi l'rova ikatuva. So he was saying that basically he was trying to tell him, like,
you're nobody.
I know the answer. That's what he was trying to tell him. I'm way chasher than you, and Rava is way chasher than me. Basically, he knocked him to the floor. Loi knocked le shuka. They did not give the guy the exclusive rights in the city to sell the figs. And Pasuk Rogus, all his figs went to waste. Today, I was like, "I'm Yosef. I'm like, my mind over the see what's going on over here. This is your city. You're the rabbi's city. What's going on over here? I'm like, Mandalay Shaya Lunisa the Malka the Edom Lunisha Lunisa Lunisa. Whoever didn't hold payback from the people who embarrassed the king of Edom should also not hold payback from this person who embarrassed Rev Dimi Menardo." Basically, listen. They burnt the bones of Melech Adonim, and Hashem had a tine on that. There was a tine. They went too far. It was an embarrassment for the king that they did that. And so, just like over there, Hashem punished them. Over here, also, Hashem should punish the person that embarrassed Rav Dimi Arado. And the Ritva, this is where the Ritva says that the embarrassment was that he started off asking this question, but Chlal is an embarrassment. You don't start off with a shayla on taharas. That's not the way you treat a talmud chacham who you're trying to ask him a shayla to see if it's talmud chacham. Ask him something that's relevant, something that he's holding in the sugya.
Why did Rabbi Yosef say that? If he wasn't a talmud chacham, why did he deserve exclusive rights?
We're trying to figure out if it's a talmud chacham.
Right. But we came out that day and said not. So then Rabbi Yosef is the one that started this and told Rava to go
no,
check him out.
No, so Rabbi Yosef didn't know.
Oh, the Reish Galusa was, yeah.
Rabbi Dimi came back to Rabbi Yosef to tell him this. So Rabbi Yosef said that
this guy in town, if he's not.
So he came complaining that it's not right what they did.
He went over his head.
I thought he said that he tapped the shoe.
Oh, well, tap the shoes is one of the that's Mashal says. Mashal says the busha was you hit him making fun of a Talmud Chacham. That was the problem. But the Ritva says that's because you went.
It was before that.
It was before that already. You ready?
Oh, my. This is a show. Of course it's there. It's the first one there.
Actually, they needed someone to do the hot dog stand. He's doing it.
No. He eating the hot dogs from the hot dog stand.
Noch Navshei. Oh, so listen to this one. Noch Navshei de Rav Adar Rava. So Rav Adar Rava passed away.
Huh?
Rav Yosef Amar, Ano Anishte. I was the one that punished him. No Lach Yosef. I cursed him. Rav Dimin, now, we're going to go through a whole slew of people who took credit, not credit, responsibility for his death. Now, what's going on over here?
For Adar Rava's death.
Yeah, so why? So Tosfos says, no, so Tosfos says, a very important thing, Kol Echa Mehenu Yimis, I'm sorry, I'm doing Tosfos, yes, surely, it's just important. Shall you know the Mesir of Adar Rava, Mesir of Adar, Shall I remember Shabbos,
Shall I call me? You wouldn't say that you're doing Tosfos, we wouldn't know.
Call me Shechaver, Nenem Shal Yodoy, Emachnisoy, Shechatsal Shechar Baruch, anybody that your friend gets punished because of him, does not go into Mechitza HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they were worried that they
caused it.
Not rightfully, they caused him to die, and that's what they were worried about. I know Anishtin, I know Lat Yosef, Dimon Adorim, I know Anishtin, the Afsik Groigers, Didi. I made him ruin the figs. The figs.
Because
again, this is what happened, yeah. Abaya Amar, Ano Anishte, the Amalu Rabbanon, Adimagarmisu Garmi Beabaya, Su Ochre Bisha Shmena Beirava. Basically, he was the one that sent him here to begin with. Because he said, go learn from Rava, who's a Talmud Chacham, go learn from him. That's why he sent him over here to begin with. Rava Amar, Ano Anishte, the Chiaba Ozel Beitavcha Mishka Umtsa, when he went to the butcher, to Butch Epstein, to get a piece of meat, I should get meat before the slave of Rav, the shamash of Rav. Rav basically needed meat, so he sent his guy to the store to get meat for him. And he held, Rav Adar Rava held, that yes, Rav was here after Mechabed Rav, but Rav is not here. His shamash is here. I go before the shamash, I'm definitely chashuv than shamash, but really it was a taino, because even the shamash of the Talmud Chacham is chashuv than a regular guy, and you have to respect even the people who work for the Talmud Chacham. So if a Talmud Chacham sends a guy to the store, that's cover for Talmud Chacham to say, let this guy go first. He's your Baruch Moshe's Gabbai. Let him, you need something for him. Let him, give him to him first. That's cover for Talmud Chacham, and he didn't respect him. That was the timing. We're not going to get, we'll give him a parking spot. We're not going to get to go, I know I
niche date. Those guys always think they can pop
right. No, whenever you have the blinker on, and a guy, you're about to turn in, don't get mad if a guy comes right in. Because he saw it from the other side. He saw it, he was up the hill.
That doesn't happen to you? That doesn't happen.
Could be he works on Earth almost.
Could be Flemiger.
Ranach Mayitzik Amar, I know Anishte, the Ranach Mayitzik Reish. Oh, listen to this story. Ranach Mayitzik says he was the one that punished him. Why? Because listen to this. Listen to this. From saying something is what happened. Kol Yoima, Mikamei Daniel Akala, before he went to Shir, he prepared, like Zonashan prepares his Shir with Shuli every night. Mishnah Berurah Yoimi Shir. So Mar Ba'adei, he would run through the shir with his guy, with Rav Adar Rava. My rather, Rav Adar Rava Shmaitze. Then it was the Kal. Then we give Shah. Yoima was one day Naktura Pavarahun, they held on to him. They weren't in the shir of the Siyam of Bechiris, and they wanted to know what they said over there. So, tell us what went over in the shir. Rav Amalahu, Hachi Amarava, Vachi Amarava. They said, this is what happened. Adahachi, Nagale got late. Rav Nachman Yitzchok. Vilayosi Rav Adar Rava wasn't there to pair with him, but Rav Nachman Yitzchok was waiting for Rav Adar Rava to pair Shir. So Amalei Rabbanu Rav Nachman Yitzchok, Kum, the nagel's late. Don't wait. Lama Yasir Mar, why are you sitting over here? What are you doing over here? You're waiting for a Rav, but it's late. Usually you wait for him and he prepares share with him. Fine, you have time. Today, we held a Rav late. So, you know, just give share. So, Amar Lahu, Yasivnim come into La Arsir Rav. I'll be honest with you, I'm waiting for the mace to come. Basically, what he said is he was upset that Rav did not come to prepare share with him. So he sort of said something out of his mouth, and you see how careful you have to be. And Taka, that's what Noch Nafsha Derb Ad Rav, that's how he died, Taka. Ad Ochi, Noch Nafsha Derb Ad Rav, Taka, he died. From him saying it, that's how he died. Umistavra, and the Gemara says, Umistavra Derb Nachman Yitzchuk Anche. And it's Umistavra, that was the straw that broke the camel's back. By saying it, Atam Chochim says something, be careful. You make Atam Chochim upset, and by mistake he says something, very,
this
comment.
The straw would mean that the others
had what to do with it. Misha, now we're going back into Niske Shechenim. Misha, Koisloi, Samach, Kois, Chaveroi. Somebody who had his wall next to his friend's wall.
Where's
your
papers?
Elam Kane, Hirchim, and Arbamas. No paper for this one. It's a very simple case.
Yeah. It doesn't
need
to be appeared
last night. Here. The top case, two walls.
With the shadow, man.
So,
you're skipping page one?
Leave it alone. Achaloinus, Beimel Malon, Beimel Matun, Bein Kenegdan, Arbamas. Means if I have a house and I have windows, it doesn't look exactly what you think it looks like. To me, it looks like an air conditioner hole. For air conditioner, what's it called? But it's a window.
A split unit.
So. There's one over here, but really you should have made it in a way that you could see the whole.
You want to say windy?
Window. My father had a friend who always said window. Yeah, put the window open.
So because your father's friend, so that's why you say it.
Right? That's how we say it. The whole Lynch family says window. Ask Hash, call Hash later and say, how you say window?
You sit around after a meal and eat last.
No. We have a lot of jokes, so we have a lot to go around.
It's like a repeat of that
show. So,
Yeah,
that's
a good
sound. And we'll see, the Gemara says, why windows are a problem. Because we'll see, you don't have a pee-pee sneaky-peeky. V'kama hechasam. My friend Gemara, how did the first guy get his window there? I'm Rabbi Yehuda Hachikomar. If a guy comes to put his wall, he should not put a wall less more than within the Aldamas. What are you talking about? Masul Rava, but Misha Yekoyz Sama Koyz Chaverik Tani. It says it was already there. Elam Rava Hachik Tani. Misha Yekoyz Sama Koyz Chaverik Baruch Garvamas. Then Nafal means we had a wall. There was two walls next to each other, and now one wall fell down. Lo Yismach Koyz La'Acha Em Kenichem Dan Amas. When he rebuilds it, he has to rebuild that 4 hours away. Why? My time to Davsha, the Hocha, Mali, Lahazam. The people stepping there is good for the wall. And the Chiddush is that even though people already stepped over here, this was already a thoroughfare between the walls. By basically stepping on the ground strengthens the foundation of the wall. In between the wall. Wall collapsed.
So you can't build it in the same spot.
He has to. He can't move it closer. Why? Because you need the area for people to walk. people already walked this. It's already the foundation is already good. No, it's still good for the wall, and you could force them to do it that far away. So Amrav Loshan El Kozagina. That's not Kozagina where people walk. Av Kozachotzer and Balismach Samech. You could be Samech right away. Why? Because Kozagina people don't walk there. Sorry. Av Kozachotzer people walk anyway. So it's already pressed down. Still, so the middle is not an issue. But Shemar no. El Kozagina and Kozachotzer and Balismach and Samech. Because you need the walking. Depends. If it's an old city, you have the Altstadt by like 7th Street. That's an old area, or the old Lakewood. So that, you know, people are walking all over the place. But then the Neustadt, like 14th Street, that's new, that's different. Tanan. Hachalonos. Basically, I have a house and I have windows. Next door to me, also on Swatitsky comes, or Lang, he's coming, he's putting a wall, big wall, he's mad, like, forget about it. Carlito's way, he's putting a wall. So I tell him, listen, I got a window here. You can't put your wall within 4 hours of my windows at the shul. So if low, you can't make a 4-foot fence, and you can't make a 10-foot fence. You got to go 50 feet high. Or opposite, right opposite windows. Why? Because peepee is sneaky. The Gemara's going to say. No, yeah, the Gemara's going to say. No, it is. Look. Matani Allah, Mil Malon. Why can't you make it higher? Because it's like Yotzes V'Yir. Just stand on the wall and look down. Look, you know, hey, what's going on over there in the shul? Mil Maton, if it's lower down, Shal Yam V'Yir. You shouldn't stand on the wall and see. Umekanegdon, Shal Yapel. You can't do it opposite the window because then it makes it dark. You took away the sunlight in my shul. Taima, and by the way, Rav Vozna says, I saw a tshuva of Vozna last night. He says that I tell people not makbid. You go to Brooklyn. He says Brooklyn is a place like New York or a place like, he doesn't say New York, but he says any congested area, the Bnei Brak, Yerushalayim, people live on top of each other. There's no window problem. You could cover, not cover. There's not Negev. It's totally out. You have a Laguna Lane, you should. He says you have to be careful when you build a house specifically. Try to make the windows don't bother the neighbor. You have to think about it. You have to be cognitive of this problem. Niskeshkenim. Tana Allah. Tana Allah. Malam Lishlayot says, Vier. Mamash Layam Vier. Magnan Lishlayapel.
The hill's pool.
So when is this time? Lishlayapel. Time is loyapel. I'm shum davsho. Of course it's open. It's gorgeous. You fixed over the whole thing. I will.
Huh?
He's home during the week.
I've used it.
He's home during the week.
His wife and kids are home during the week.
He's with.
You ready? Wait, we'll discuss a little bit. Let's call him. Do you want to call him? Want to put him on the line?
Yeah, he won't answer.
Will you wake him up?
I'm shum davsho loy. He's probably traveling somewhere to Texas. Yeah. No, I'm saying, like, what shaykes? Like. Talk about something that's relevant.
Relevant.
Amishum Dav Shalom. You see clearly, it has nothing to do with stepping. Ach Maizkinan, Beba Min Atzad. What happens is Beba Min Atzad. Oh, picture here. I think it's this picture. I don't know. Last night I had a problem. Gary was saying he couldn't help me. Well, we argue which picture it is. I say, if we're arguing, we got a problem. I think it's this picture. Bumming outside.
What did he think? This picture?
It can't be this picture, because where's the wall? The handling that's that's against the window, right?
Oh, here's a real.
No, that's not. That's further. You're gonna see in a minute. You ain't seen nothing yet. Bumming outside. So Gemara says, "V'kama Amar Yehi V'chamuda Ashich Bar Nidvak M'Shederav K'Mali Rochav Chalon," which is a tefach. In fact, my loy mates it. I peepee sneaky. Sneaky peeky. I'm Razib and Madir. That's Koisloy. What he does is, here he made a mistake. He made a fundamental mistake here. One second, what happened to that paper? He took it away? Oh, he changed it. Oh, wow. He changed it. Okay, yesterday he had the whole wall on an angle. This is right. He made the top of the wall like the Sfarim Shanks. You know when you lean on the, they have in shuls that you can't put Sfarim on it, the angle? No, the angle on Sfarim, we used to have over here by the windows. Used to be windows over here many years ago. We closed them up because it has a rear. We don't want people to see into the kiddush room. So basically closed them up.
We didn't want the government, the township to see what extensions
do. Both. So basically the wall on top is on an angle that you can't sit on top. If he stands on top, he goes.
We can know what's going on.
No, not so. It's peepee sneaky. No, look. Valoy mates it. The guy's a sneaky peeky. I was even mad there. It's coastly. He makes it on an angle so that he can't stand on top of the wall. He can't lean on it because it's, you know. We get rid of the sneaky, man. He put it on an angle like this. The whole wall. Depends. If it's like this, this is a problem. This you need Al-Damas, because you're being mapo. 1 second. Let's move along over here, because it's late. Look, I come wrong, I come wrong. Toshma, if it's a kaisel man, I was chil of the gutter, the Al-Damas, they should zekif as a sum, you should be able to put the ladder up and clean the gutters. Time and Mishum Sulam. I'm Mishum Dav Shalom. You see, there's no problem of stepping. You're saying there's a stepping issue here. Okay, my skin maschila mishupas. No, it's a roof that like this. This is the roof. And Melo, there's no gutter there. He forgot to put the gutter, which is the main thing. Mishum maschila mishupas. The Mishum Dav Shalom. It was because of walking. Because of us, to say because it sticks out. They didn't make it properly. 100%. The wall, roof sticks out. That roof over there. So people could walk underneath it. No problem. Because the roof protrudes. Then you only need an area beyond the roof that it protrudes, 4 amas, so a guy can put a ladder up, clean the gutter. Rashi's gutter, people stuff gets stuck in the gutter. There's a regular customer of mine. Gets stuff in the gutter and for the basement, and I should pay for the basement.
Oh, you gotta clean the gutters.
Is there anything else you want me to pay for? Okay. Hey, Yosef ben Yochanan Ish Yerushalayim. I mean, your base chup tzocher vacha. Your house should be open to people who are running in the city. You are aniim nebi secha. Aniim should be your house. But al tam tzichemisha. Even though you are aniim secha, don't al tam tzichemisha. Yeah.
No.
Be'ishtoy amru kavachem be'ishchavay. That's one shot. Mekano mecham kol ma'ase adam ma'ab tzichemisha. Goyim ro la'atzma yvoitum de v'toyav v'sevi yoshel gehanim. He brings down over here.
Before you go on community shop.
I just thought about this.
No?
The place that.
Right,
that
well,
who owns the place where
everybody else is wife?
Leiby's house?
Yeah.
Leiby, this is your house?
What do you know?
Where he parks his RV on County Line?
Yeah.
It's your house? Yeah. Okay, we're opening up a store there, a bagel store. Not a bagel, like a baguette. Like a baguette.
Baguette cafe. Cafe.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the most popular exit? People.
Let's do, guys.
Exit 91 is a lot of people drive to. A lot of people go to Parkway.